Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the overtime. That's right, my main man, Justin Deming.
Turn up the bass.
Mark Bland, Overtime, episode 113, and you just got done listening to the show. It was fun. Lou Ferrigno, awesome, Incredible Hulk. But I mentioned on the show that Sweet 16 style, there was IO9's little movie thing that they did, TV show movie thing, with different characters throughout the history of television and stuff like that.
That's not what I think of when I hear the word Sweet 16. But
and we're going to break it down. They got it's a 64 bracket tournament.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Different television shows throughout history.
Okay.
Most of them sci-fi. None of them Joss Whedon. In fact, I can guarantee there's none of that here. And we're just going to go through, you and me, and we're going to pick the winners of the first round.
Okay.
And then next week on the next Overtime show, we'll go through the next two rounds. And then the following week after that, we'll do the final four in the championship.
Okay.
Of where we sit on this, okay?
Right.
Now, we don't have a third person. I wish we had a third party to kind of make this a little bit easier, a little bit nicer.
A tiebreaker.
But let's just jump into this as best we can and see how we go, okay?
Okay.
Star Trek versus ALF. It's a one seed versus a 16 seed. Big fan of ALF.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie.
This is original Star Trek, right?
Yes. Hey, Willie.
I got to go with the upset. We got to give it to ALF.
I like ALF, too. That's I'm not ALF against Star Trek, but I like ALF. I'm gonna make a move with ALF myself. So
all right.
ALF moves forward.
Does that move the number one seed out?
It bumps them in the first round. That doesn't happen in the tournaments too often.
Not too often, but it could happen.
It happened last year to Missouri. Supernatural, a number eight seed versus the $6 million man. Now, Supernatural, I've seen a couple episodes of it. It's decent. I just like the sound effects from the $6 million man.
Okay.
The as he like would do things, you know. Plus, the intro is like memorable, very memorable.
It's certainly much more iconic. Plus, I don't know that I've ever seen Supernatural. Kind of a generic name.
Yeah. So we're gonna go $6 million man.
Boom.
Next one on the list: Walking Dead.
Doesn't matter who they're against.
The Walking Dead versus Being Human.
Oh, good. The BBC?
Yeah, the BBC show, Being Human, yes. The one where I guess there's werewolves and vampires or all that. They all live together. Or
very interesting show, worth checking out, but The Walking Dead. Just The Walking Dead runs away with it.
you think so, huh?
Runs away. Walking.
These are current shows. They were putting the best shows of all time up against each other when it comes to sci-fi is what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
Except for Joss Whedon shows, which evidently are the bestest of the bestest, and they have their own independent categories.
I see.
Number four, The Prisoner, never seen it, versus Lex, L-E-X-X.
Is this the original The Prisoner?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know much about The Prisoner.
I don't know.
I can flip a coin on this one.
I'll go Prisoner.
You're going Prisoner. I'll go Prisoner with you.
Believe me.
Yeah, I'll go Prisoner. Well, tell me a little bit about The Prisoner.
It was a, if I'm thinking of the right one, it's a classic show. This guy wakes up basically on, it's kind of hard to summarize, actually. It's a very surreal show. And they recently, the reason I asked if it was the original or not, station recently made a kind of a reboot, which I know happens a lot for movies, but TV shows not as often. But a guy is basically in this, comes to in this strange area, strange colony, strange rules, doesn't know necessarily who he is, who his captives are, where he is.
When did the show come out?
Oh, I want to say the 70s.
So it's a 70s type show?
I want to say. I could be... I'm obviously...
Well, The Prisoner moves through. Okay. Outer Limits versus True Blood.
Outer Limits.
I'm going Outer Limits.
Outer Limits.
I'm not against True Blood, and I don't mind, but my thing with Outer Limits is I just think I like that... I like the aspect of the Twilight Zone feel. You know, I like those shows where it's a self-contained show that takes a half an hour to 45 minutes to tell you, but it's going to be really, really cool. You know what I'm saying?
I like those old sci-fi serials or self-contained, you know, not
Dark,
not
you remember,
serial,
not Dark
actually,
Shadows, but there was one that used to come on late at night on Channel 9. It started off with, like, it was showing a forest, and you were going through the forest, and then eventually the forest became really, like, grayscaled and dark and black and white colored, and then all of a sudden it was, like, darkness something. I don't remember.
That's not the Outer Limits, though. Do you remember Sightings? It was an early Fox show.
I do remember Sightings. Actually, they did a couple of two-hour miniseries about it. One of them was about a famous house out in Kansas that's haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Next one on the list. Fringe versus Land of the Lost. Now, I know a lot of people love Fringe. It's got Pacey, good old Pacey from Dawson's Creek in it, and Joshua Jackson. But I'm going to go with Land of the Lost on this one. I'm going with the upset. I think Land of the Lost, the kitsch factor, some of the crappy CG that they tried to use to show you the dinosaurs and all that, I'm going Land of the Lost.
I'll back you up on that.
Land of the Lost.
We've been in total agreement so far. So,
all right. Coming up next, we're going to do Mystery Science Theater 3000 versus the 4400. Now, have you seen the 4400 or heard of it?
I heard of, I've not.
That's the show where, like, there's only, I guess, 4,400 people that survive.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that, an apocalypse, if I remember correctly. I only saw, like, one episode of it.
Kind
of wasn't a bad show.
Pool.
Wasn't a bad show, but I got to go MST3000. MST3K, dude. I got to go MST3K.
I guess I got to go that way, too, although I'm interested in seeing it now. Anything that's post-apocalyptic can be interesting.
You'd probably really like Jericho then. Twin Peaks versus Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh.
Now, Are You Afraid of the Dark sounds familiar. I probably remember seeing an episode or two, but I can't place it for some reason.
I want to say that was more of a kids-oriented show, or kind of a adolescent.
Right. What's really turning me away from Twin Peaks, though, is the fact that Twin Peaks was just weird.
Yeah.
It was just a weird show, and I couldn't get into the weirdness. There are diehard fans of Twin Peaks, though. And it's a two seed in this. It's a two seed. That's how good it is.
It was a great show. My family used to watch it together. I watched it when I was very young.
Better or worse than The X-Files, you think?
Better.
Twin Peaks was better than The X-Files, huh?
Different.
So what would you do?
I was
if
never
you had
a
to choose,
X-Files.
If you had to choose, Twin Peaks or Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'd have to go Twin Peaks.
All right, I'm going to go Twin Peaks also, man. I hate to be like that, but I got to do it.
Look at you becoming a David Lynch fan.
He might be coming to town to film that movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, David Lynch, his daughter Jennifer Lynch, is filming a movie about the Chain of Rock situation. It's kind of based on the Reggie Clemens situation with the two girls getting thrown and killed off the Chain of Rocks bridge.
Oh, wow.
A Fall from Grace is the name of the movie. It resembles that story, but it's not that story.
Uh-huh.
But David Lynch's daughter, Jennifer Lynch, is the one filming it, and David is going to act in it.
Wow.
So he might be in town. Maybe we can score him for an interview.
Have you heard, did you hear he did a musical album?
No, I did not know that.
It's just as weird as his movies.
Of course.
I think it's called, like, Scary Clown Time or something. You should look it up while we're doing this. It will terrify you.
Okay. X-Files versus Smallville. This is a one seed versus
X-Files.
A 16.
X-Files.
You're going X-Files, huh?
Yeah.
I was never a huge X-Files fan. I saw the movies. I can understand why a lot of people loved it. It was just too much. And at that time period in my life, I was too busy with sports and growing up and things. You know, I was just a kid. I was young.
Yeah,
I was in college. I was in high school, you know.
Yeah, you were the athlete, but us nerds loved the X-Files.
All right, an 8 seed versus 9 seed, Jericho versus V, and this is the original V.
Got to go with V. Got to go with V.
I don't know, dude. Jericho's a really good show, bro.
I believe you, but I've not seen it. V is an all-time classic.
Do we have a coin on us?
V could run away with this whole thing.
There's no way V could run away with this whole
thing. They could.
Like, it's got horrible acting.
They had secret reptile faces. Of course they could.
If I had to choose, okay. I wish I had a coin on me because I'd flip a coin. I wish there was a virtual coin. Maybe there is a virtual coin. Let's see here. Virtual coin toss. virtual coin toss, because if that happens,
there's got to be an app for that.
There's got to be an app for that.
If not, we've random.org
has this thing called the coin flipper. Random.org has this thing called the corn.
I've got to see this.
Nope, that's not helping out at all. None of that is helping out at all. That is not doing it. Virtualcointoss.com. Let's see if virtual coin toss. Okay, here we go. So we'll say heads for V, right? And we'll say tails for Jericho. Flip it. Oh, we got to call it heads or tails. It's not doing anything when I do that.
Thwarted.
We are thwarted. We are completely thwarted by that one. Here's one for a coin flip. And let's see here. So we said heads was V, right?
Yeah.
So it's auto flip it, and it came up heads.
V it is.
V it is. So V is moving on in the tournament.
That had to be really compelling radio.
It was not compelling in the least bit. We are such morons. Okay. Batman, the original television series from the 60s, versus Third Rock from the Sun.
Batman.
Third
Rock gave some great
Joseph
actors.
Gordon-Levitt. And, of course, you got Lithgow, Jonathan Lithgow.
Still better actors than that show was. You got to go Batman. Adam West.
All right, I'll go Adam West, only because he ended up becoming a character on Family Guy. Because it was such a popular character. Number four, Lost in Space versus Torchwood. If you don't know what Torchwood is, me and Matt, my other show co-host, we did an episode where we talked about it's a Doctor Who thing. Torchwood is a shoot-off of Doctor Who.
Really?
I'm going Lost in Space. Not a Doctor Who fan by any means.
I'm not familiar with either, really. So I'll give you that one.
All right, Lost in Space it is.
Although I do like singing Torchwood. Out loud, Torchwood.
Yeah, it's got a cool name.
Yeah.
Number six versus number 11, Pushing Daisies versus Misfits.
Oh.
Now, I'm trying to remember what Misfits was. I know what Pushing Daisies was. Decent show.
I'll go with Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pushing Daisies too.
Shout out to my friend Libby, her favorite show.
Pushing Daisies was also the one, that's the show that's directed by the guy who also wrote the other one about the people that are all dead. That worked together, Georgia, and it's got Marty Patinkin in it. I can't remember the name of it.
That's not coming to me right away.
All right, we got Star Trek Deep Space Nine versus Dark Angel.
DS9.
Yeah, I'll go DS9 on that one too. Yeah, you can't really argue DS9.
No.
Xena Warrior Princess versus the Addams Family. I'm gonna go Addams Family. I'm going to go Addams Family for the classic look, the classic feel, plus the acting was cheesy as it gets, but we've got, what's his name? The uncle.
I think
with the light bulbs in the mouth.
Fester.
And he's on the Addams Family pinball game that they have sometimes at the Silver Ballroom.
I think you're making a snap decision.
I'm not. I think
that's
Xena,
an Addams Family joke.
Xena was a cheesy ripoff of like Crawl in those early 80s like loincloth battle movies.
And I know, but it was done in the 90s.
Yeah.
Done so right.
No, it wasn't done right at all. It was done horribly.
It was so wrong that it was right.
All right. Do we got to go coin flip?
No. We'll go Addams Family.
All right. Addams Family it is.
But you jumped all over my snap decision joke. Addams Family. Snap the...
There it is. Da-na-na-na.
Yeah, see?
Okay, final one of this section, number 2C, Game of Thrones versus Sliders.
Oh!
I bet you're just a cheeseaholic for Sliders, aren't you? You're just like Jerry O'Connell.
He's so dreamy.
We used to be a fat kid, but now he's skinny and everybody loves it. I'm going Game of Thrones on that one, hands down.
Dreamboat City. Unfortunately, yeah, you have to because Game of Thrones is such a well-produced show. But
do you
Sliders,
watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. But Sliders, from being much earlier time and network television, see, that's not really a fair comparison when you're comparing an HBO show of the modern era to network television of the early 90s. Sliders was such a creative, original show. Such a good show, and so better, underrated.
Better or worse, in your opinion, and it might come up here on the list here in a minute, but better or worse than the one with Scott Bakula?
Quest.
Quantum Leap.
Better for me. I was never a huge Quantum Leaper.
I loved Quantum Leap.
But it's weird. Sliders, is it even out on DVD? Is it even out? Like,
it probably is.
I think so it is, but it's one of those weird shows that kind of just fell into the wormhole, so to speak. Like, I think it was a few years too early to really be part of that big DVD boom.
I think it's a show that, like you said, came out and hit before Sci-Fi Channel became popular.
Yeah.
And had it come out when Sci-Fi Channel really kind of caught fire a little bit, that show would have probably been huge.
Do people watch sci-fi?
Oh, my mom and dad love sci-fi.
Really?
I never watch sci-fi, but that's where you could find shows like Being Human and things like that.
They've got SmackDown.
They do have SmackDown.
So,
Friday they must nights. Be doing something right. They had ECW.
ECW.
Back in the day. All right, next round. Doctor Who, ooh, a number one C versus My Favorite Martian. I'm not a huge Doctor Who fan. My Favorite Martian, Ray Walston, good actor. Probably going to go Doctor Who, though. Because, and this is the new Doctor Who. This is Doctor Who current.
Correct.
So we gotta keep that in mind.
All right.
Alien Nation, James Caan. Did you ever see the movie Alien Nation?
No.
It was kind of like a shoot off of V, sort of, but not really. Similar thing. Aliens interacting with humans. They live. And it was a movie first, and then it became a TV show.
I remember the TV show a little bit.
It became a TV show. Alien Nation versus Wonder Woman, a 9 seed.
Alien Nation.
You don't like Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman! I appreciate Wonder Woman, but Alien Nation, I think, speaks more to me.
All right. I was going to go Alien Nation anyway, but...
All right.
I'm just saying, man. Like, you can't just downplay... All right. A big one for me. Lost versus The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Wow.
I'm going Lost, man. Yeah, I got to.
I think
Briscoe County was cool. It was okay. Like, it was one of those. See, there's a lot of cheese shows on here. Like, coming up, we got Stargate SG-1. I equate things like Briscoe County Jr. to Stargate SG-1. Like there's cheese level television shows. There's Lost and Fringe level television shows and V. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say in this case Lost. Lost, I loved. I loved Lost.
Well, I did love Lost, and then I lost my love for Lost, I guess.
How deep?
I watched the whole series, but I mean, it started out with such promise, and it moved along pretty well.
Do you think it's just because of the way they tied the series up at the end there?
A lot of it, yeah. I mean, they just wrote themselves into so many corners that they never got out of. They brought up so many things that they never just forgot about or didn't address. They built this deep mythology, but then they never really answered that mythology. They never really rose up to the level of what they built. They just, they got to a point, I'd say the last two seasons, where they just kept throwing out more and more stuff, you know, because they had no answer for what they were doing.
Okay, so Lost or Briscoe County?
Oh, Lost.
All right, I'm going to go Lost also because I love Lost. Coming up next, Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles versus the Incredible Hulk. Well, we had Lou Ferrigno on.
Yeah.
I'm going Incredible Hulk, man.
Absolutely.
And we know that it's the Incredible Hulk from the 80s since they haven't done another one since. So I'm going Incredible Hulk on that one. Stargate SG-1 versus Space 1999. I'm going to go Stargate.
Okay.
I'm going to go Stargate. Only because I've seen Stargate. It's not a bad show. It's okay.
What was Space...
1999. I really don't know.
What was the one with the dolphin? Ooh. That was in the tank that could talk to everyone. Deep Sea Quest?
Could be Sequest.
Sequest.
Probably.
Ryan Sequest.
Yeah. Farscape. Farscape versus Roswell. I saw a few episodes of Roswell. We're going to flip a coin on this one.
Okay.
Farscape's heads, Roswell is tails, since we really not know much about them. And here we go. The flip, it's heads. So we're going to go, I guess, Farscape.
Okay.
Farscape moves on. The coin flip is helping out a lot. Blake's Seven versus Dark Shadows. I'm going to go with the upset, Dark Shadows. Cheesiness, well known.
Is it the upset? No.
Well, Blake Seven. Blake Seven is the seven seed, but I don't know enough about Blake Seven.
Yeah.
Dark Shadows, I definitely know.
Well, look, there are 64 television shows on this. I think it's okay if you haven't seen a few of them.
Battlestar Galactica, the reboot, is a number two seed going up against, this could be tough, The Greatest American Hero.
Oh.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
I never thought I could.
I have got to go Greatest American Hero just because of the nostalgic factor.
Okay.
I'm going nostalgia on this one.
Okay.
Greatest American Hero. The upset.
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Okay. So now we are in the final piece of the bracket.
You left me hanging on that theme song.
I did not. Twilight Zone, a number one seed. And rightfully so. Probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest. Probably next to Star Trek, which we bumped in the first round. The greatest sci-fi show that's ever been around.
Mm-hmm.
Very well known. Multiple movies as well as reboots.
Against?
The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Don't know it. Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone it is. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're sitting in your cars right now going, how could you go against Alex Mack? Everyone's going against Alex Mack, okay? Nothing. Battlestar Galactica, the original. This show's so good, it got two.
Uh-huh.
Now, I might go for that one, but it's going to have tough competition, Knight Rider.
Oh.
I got to go Knight Rider, man.
Okay.
I mean, I've got to go to the Hoff, bro. If you're going to do it, you got to go Hoff.
So, BSG got knocked out twice in the first round.
Yes.
Huge upset each time.
I would say so. I mean, there's a lot of diehard Battlestar Galactic fans, but who's going to sit there and say that Knight Rider wasn't a great show that deserves to move on?
Well,
now, the next one I think is a pretty much slam dunk. Quantum Leap versus The Bionic Woman. I'm going Quantum Leap.
Bionic. What?
You're going Bionic Woman.
I.
Same thing. $6 million man, Bionic Woman. They were married.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna go. Are you going Bionic Woman? Or are you going Quantum Leap? I'm going Quantum Leap for sure.
I think you're making a leap.
You think so?
I think this might be a coin flip.
Okay. You love the Bionic Woman that much. We're gonna go to the coin flip. We are going to.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Is Enterprise on this list? No? All right. I'll go Quantum Leap with you.
You're going Quantum Leap
with me. Only because you got to get Scott a little love there. Scott
gets a little love. A little Bacula love.
Bacula.
All right. Quantum Leap it is. Love it.
A come Bacula win.
In fact, Quantum Leap might be one of my favorite sci-fi shows of all time just because.
There was
just nothing going on back in the 80s that was sci-fi enough for me other than The Night Stalker and Incredible Hulk for me to care.
Who was the character that would, like, leap with him?
Al.
And explain stuff to him?
Al, the older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
I don't remember his acting name.
Okay.
But he does a lot of the Comic-Cons, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What was
which is really funny that...
Within the story, what
Scott Bakula is not coming to St. Louis for the first... Comic-Con in St. Louis, but Scott Bakula is from St. Louis.
Is he?
He was born and raised here.
Really?
So you would think Comic-Con, Quantum Leap, Scott Bakula from St. Louis, put the three together. Boom. Done. In the books. Maybe he's got a movie he's doing. Max Headroom versus Bewitched. I'm going Max Headroom,
Max,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Max Headroom was pop culture, dude.
Absolutely.
And worth it, too. Red Dwarf versus the Quartermass. I don't even know what the Quartermass is.
So
I'm going to go Red Dwarf because of Smeg. Smegma. Everybody knows about Smegma. Babylon 5. Oh, wait. No.
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
Is it?
Babylon 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Babylon 5 versus Charmed.
Babylon 5. Sorry, Charmed girls. No.
Babylon 5. I don't even. That seems like it's another Battlestar Galactica.
Charmed was the one with the
with all the girls,
Doherty,
yeah.
And then
the witches.
I'm voting against them just because I heard they were rude to Ralph Garman on set.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century versus the middleman. I'm going Buck Rogers. I'm going Buck Rogers and the guy with the canteen, the robot with the canteen chest.
Go Buck Wild.
Buck Rogers moves on. And the last one, which could be a tough one, I'm going to pick the winner. I know this one. Star Trek The Next Generation versus Eureka. I'm going Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got Worf. TNG. We got Geordi. You got Data.
One of the best television series of any genre of all time. Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that is going to do it for our first round of all this stuff. I mean.
So that gets IO9's March TV Madness out of the way for us.
Yeah, for the first week. Is there anything you want to talk about beyond that?
Just stop being fat, people.
Stop being fat. Eat more carrots.
You know, look, I'm overweight. All right. I am. And I don't blame anyone but myself for it.
And you're a crappy human being.
And I'm a crappy human being. No,
and
but
and you're
like,
an angry, miserable turd.
I don't think so. I think I'm rather charming.
You got
fun
four
to be
eyes.
Around. Well, that's, yeah.
You're wearing a still hat like a redneck.
Yeehaw. Look, I'm just saying. The Mayor Bloomberg, yeah, what he did obviously maybe came across as heavy-handed. But there is an obesity problem, and I think he's right to bring that up. And if what he did was overreaching, it's not because we're not, you know, we are facing a desperate crisis in this country health-wise. So I the whole soda ban thing, I don't know, it's this reactionaryism, that's not a word, but being reactionary in this country and saying, people can't tell me what to do, people can't tell me this, people can't tell me that. It's not a ban, it's a modest restriction, but it has to do with the fact that, like, we as a society pay the costs of obesity and of soda and all that.
Sort of. A little bit. I mean, I don't think that there's this over necessary bearingly, like, do you walk out of your house each day going, gosh, I'm so paying for that fat guy I just saw at Walmart a few minutes ago. Like, no, you don't.
But you are. It's driving up everyone's healthcare cost. It's the main, it's replacing, like, smoking as the number one preventable cause of health problems.
Or do you think it's just the fact that we have a ton more people on this earth now than we did 70 years ago? Like, we have millions upon millions more people that live now than did 70 years ago. And so with that, it's going to come a lot more people that need health care insurance and things like that for different reasons.
Well, no, but if it's a per capita problem, meaning it's relative to the population, we're still spending more per person. And it's not just like population goes up, healthcare costs go up. It's our per capita spending that's definitely gone up. It's a problem in the same way that, people smoking, the health risks of that affect society. People being obese, the health risks of that affect society. I'm just saying, no one's speaking up for the soda ban. It's not a soda ban, but no one's speaking up for that per se because it's one of these things. But there's a larger conversation we should have.
You really believe that? Really believe there's a conversation that needs to be had?
In
or how about we just let people live their lives and not really worry about it all that much?
Well, it's the myth that, like, nothing affects us. In American life, we have this idea that I can do whatever I want and nothing affects me and I don't affect nobody. But that's not really the way
it
works.
That's not true. I mean, we affect others and others affect us. I get it. Like, that's the truth. But at the same point, we have to pick and choose our battles, man. I think that's a pretty petty battle to pick and choose. It's a pretty petty battle. Like, there's way bigger battles that I think could be fought than worrying about whether somebody's eating too many Cheetos or not. Seriously, I'll give you a good example. I used to do my show on a different network, okay, and it came to a situation where I was probably going to have to monetize the show to a certain extent. Obviously, that's always the plan. But the individual wanted to monetize the show fast, and they wanted me to pay for things before I could get the monetization up properly. Now, he gave me a lot of time to do the show, and he didn't charge me for it. But at the same point, there was a situation where push came to shove, and this individual wanted to start to make money with my show. No money had been coming in, and enough time had gone by, and I agreed with him. I agreed with him. But if I don't have any money to give this individual, I can't just pull it out of my butt and give it to you. So we came to a discussion, and during the discussion, this individual, and I'm completely going to be renamed nameless, okay? This individual went out of their way to explain to me that, you know, you come to the show every single week with like a Monster Energy drink and you smoke your cigarettes. How about you just don't pay for a pack of cigarettes and don't buy a Monster Energy drink and just give me that money instead? That was it. That's how petty the information, like, it wasn't even about, hey, this is how much it's going to cost. Either you can do it or you can't. It became a question of, I don't care how much money you give me at all. I'll even find ways for you to give me money. Even if it infringes on boundary lines, I don't think you should necessarily step over. And that boundary line is, I'm going to get so petty that I'm going to tell you, stop smoking. And the money that you would spend on smoking or a Monster Energy drink, you just give me that money instead. Act as if I'm the Monster Energy drinking a cigarette. You see my point? Like, that's petty, dude. And that's where we're at with the Cheeto thing. That's where you're at with the Cheeto thing.
I don't see the analogy per se. I have worked with people who
I think people with tattoos are horrible people. I think people with tattoos are a drudge on our society, and they just need to be all taken out and taken care of. Do you agree with that?
No, I mean,
why not? But well,
you're free to think that. Do you have tattoos? You don't have any information to back that up.
Do you have tattoos?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you would be against me because you have tattoos.
I'm overweight too, but I'm not like I'm not pro fat. I'm not. I don't think people should face discrimination necessarily for being fat. I'm just saying, like, maybe we need some physical education in this country. And maybe we should, we do a lot to offer incentives for unhealthy choices. You know, on all the corn subsidies and sugar subsidies, it's easier to eat unhealthy foods than healthy foods. I think the government has helped create some of these incentives for eating poorly. I think it might have a role in creative incentives for eating healthy food as well. Or at least eliminating some of those incentives to go towards.
But nobody's holding a gun to my head and forcing me to eat Cheetos. I'm doing it on my own. And if I want to do that and I'm willing to deal with the consequences of that, then I should be allowed to.
But the key phrase in that is willing to deal with the consequences.
They do deal with the consequences. Just because they're not working out and doing sit-ups the minute you see them because that's how you want to envision them, that doesn't mean that they're not thinking about it and they're not accepting the consequences.
It's not, well, obviously there are consequences to that individual, but a lot of the consequences that society pays for our individual choices, it's sort of like I'll get back to the example of like the hog farms. They kind of ruin the environment. The people that own those hog farms with the thousands of hogs that create the lagoons of pig shit.
Right.
They don't have to worry about that because they're making money for the meat they're producing. Who is going to have to pay for that environment being wrecked for all time? Society, the people who live there, the community. You know, they'll close down their hog farm and move when it's no longer viable and just leave that mess behind. It's not going to cost them a penny after that. It's just done forever. Kind of the same thing. It's like, look, I'm not saying you should smack the Cheetos out of someone's hand or be that heavy-handed.
I think you are. I think you want everybody to smack
but
Cheetos.
But maybe we, like, the government shouldn't provide all these subsidies to people who make high fructose corn syrup that goes into soda.
What is everybody's hang-up on high fructose corn syrup, man?
It's garbage.
Well, yeah, everything's garbage, man. This isn't the perfect world, okay? We're literally, listen, do you realize you live in the exact same world? You live in the exact same world that a caveman who barely knew how to create fire lived in thousands of years ago. The exact same world. You live in the exact same, like,
more
everything
less
about the world that you live in physically has been created and alters that state and idea of what you vision. like the vision of the world you live in, but you stand on the exact same rock planet with the exact same rivers, and they just didn't have names back then, and the exact same, you know, mountain ranges and all that. Like, obviously there have been small changes.
Yeah.
Due to like earthquakes, things like that. You know, there's been small changes, but you live on the exact same planet. And in one period in history, they didn't even know how to make fire. And in another period in history, you got a cell phone that two transistors make more heat than all the heat put together at that time period. Like, that's my point. Like, so there's this dichotomy of we've come with nothing. We should leave with nothing. And whatever happens while we're here, as long as it's not harming another human being directly. Like, that's why I'm kind of pro-gun. Okay?
Which does harm other human beings directly.
When you're crazy and you use them to kill someone, yes.
When you use them to do exactly what they're designed to do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you believe in your heart that I would murder somebody? I'm not saying, do you know if I have or haven't? I'm asking, do you believe, knowing me the way you know me, that I would kill a human being with a gun on purpose in a volatile and angry way that is totally down your alley to argue against me? Do you believe I would murder someone?
Do I believe you would murder someone?
Killing someone in self-defense, totally different than murdering someone.
I was
going to
say, there's some... I don't envision that in the way I know you.
Justin, no. I don't think you would kill somebody or murder them on purpose. Like, I don't think that it's your makeup, all right? There's a lot of people like that. They're pro-gun. It's okay because I'm pro-gun, and you don't believe that I'm going to go and murder somebody. There's other people like me that they're pro-gun, and they're not going to go and murder somebody. At the same point, yes, guns can kill and hurt many people. It really comes down to the individual. Not every single individual who's walking around with a gun is a loose cannon. I get that. There are quite a few crazy people who do have access to guns and they need not to.
But if we're responsible gun owners, we have nothing to fear from common sense restrictions like background checks and things like that. Also, you know, a huge proportion of the gun violence in this country isn't some thug criminal shooting up babies. It's people cleaning their guns in their house who shoot themselves or
so
shoot
you
their
have
family,
a problem. Okay,
or people who don't lock up so their you guns have a, so and you their have a, 3-year-old shoots himself. Okay.
That's one thing, but the cleaning their gun and it goes off. Okay, so you have
happens
a problem
every day.
You're
America.
Damn right it does. And you know what? You're telling me you have a problem with anomalies. You have a problem with anomalies.
That, by definition, is not an anomaly.
Oh my God! Yes,
when it happens every day,
there's professional guys who own gun companies and gun shops that sell them and play with them and work with them every day. And even those guys who know the intricate inside and outside details of every gun they sell and know how to break them apart and put them back together and clean them and all that, even those guys, an anomaly can happen to. And the guy who is the most professional and understands it better than everyone else could have one go off on them on accident. Yeah. It happens.
Have you seen the video of the cop speaking to the classroom?
And shoots his foot.
Shoots his foot. Yeah, yeah.
That's my point. Like, it can happen to people who are trained and professional and know what's going on. So, like, if you have a problem with anomalies, there's no help for you, bro. Like, it's never going to, like, anomalies just happen.
Wait. But you're talking about an anomaly on an individual level. But by definition, something that happens every day in this country is not an anomaly. An anomaly means it practically never happens, right?
Is my understanding of the word. Under that guise, yes, I would agree with you.
So, you know, we've got something in this country that's happening all the time.
And that's fat people drinking too much soda.
Yes, that too. That as well. I just think there's a, I think it's reasonable to say, hey, you know, is an actual ban and boycott heavy-handed? Sure. But does the government have some roles in creating incentives? Yeah, why not?
All right, I'm gonna be really honest with you.
Yeah,
we gotta get out of here.
Okay,
we gotta end the overtime show, and I think that there's more that needs to be discussed here.
Yeah,
on future overtime shows. Also, don't forget another overtime show next week. We're going to move on with the March Madness TV thing here from IO9. com. You can follow along with us and see who ends up winning our little thing.
Yep. Winning our little thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mark Bland. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Bland, M-A-R-K-B-L-A-N-D. And don't forget to go to theqnow.com for all kinds of great entertainment and content.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is Justin?
Dymofo, D-E-Y-E-M-O-F-O on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for joining us, sticking with us all the way through overtime.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us. We will see you next time on the show.